Then. Well, it's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another episode of Budget Nature Expeditions. And I'm not sure, but this might be the last one of the year. The weather is becoming such that going outside becomes problematic. However, today is such a lovely day. My name's Tob. I'm the expedition leader. It is overcast today, but it is probably about 70 degrees Fahrenheit, of course, which means it's a little bit warmer today than it has been. And I was out driving around. I was going to go to OPPD, but there was so many people there and there was so much traffic. The traffic was terrible that I said, nope, we're not going there. And I just kept driving. And so now I am at Heron Haven as usual. And I'm standing in front of some large patches of grass looking for the elusive praying mantis. They're not too elusive. Usually I can find a bunch. I'm not finding any right now. Give me another minute. I probably knew it was going to be warm today. It did not get super cold last night. Not super cold, but relatively cold last night. The last couple nights, it's been dipping down into like the high 40s. But last night, it wasn't as cold. And so when I woke up, my back didn't hurt. Nothing weird was going on. And I looked outside and I thought, ooh, we gotta go outside today. So here we are. We're outside, but I'm still letting the music bed play. Because why not? Alright, I'm standing here between some of the poles. And I'm not seeing any of my dudes. Where are my wacky mantis buddies? And there's like grass tunnels through here. There's been some marmots hanging around in this area recently. I can see the signs. All right, I'm gonna move over here a little bit and look over here for a mantis. This is my most luckiest mantis spotting area. I almost always find one over here. And I see a lot of grass. A lot of grass that looks like mantises without actually seeing any mantises. Where's my mantis? I want to find him now. Doodly doodly do. Here's a grasshopper. There's always a grasshopper. Why should I be surprised? We're looking in piles of grass. There should be always be grasshoppers in the grass. Alright, well, I'm still not finding any of my mantis buddies. This is unusual. Usually we have found a few by now. I wonder if this Mati den is in use. There's grass tunnels. It kind of looks like the den is cleared. I can't really tell from this angle. All the tall grass is in the way. This is, of course, one of the dens where we look for babies in the springtime, and we have found many babies in this den before. Just not today. No mantises and no mutties yet. I'm still looking. All right. And I don't see Jack. What do I feel like doing now? I think I'm gonna go up here into the mushroom garden and see what's going on up in here. Let's see. Got a nice ground cover of, I don't know, some kind of ivy or something. There's no mushrooms to be seen anywhere. Let's go over here and check this marmot den. All the grass around this marmot den is starting to turn brown, and well, I can't say I can see into there, but it's a little more visible than it was. Alright, I'm gonna head back over here to the mantis area. Look for my mantis buddies one last time. We're just gonna make a quick pass. And I don't see anything. Where are my buddies? Okay, here's one. Finally. Hey, buddy. He's kind of hiding behind this pole. How did I not see him the first time we walked by? Oh, he's a nice male. Oh, hi. He's waving at me now. Hello. Hello. Okay, so we have found one mantis. Hooray. I like my mantis buddies. Okay, now we can move on. So, I'm gonna just tromp, 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 and go right over here. And I should probably take the camera out of my pocket, because we will need that in case we run into any other dudes, etc. Alright, so anyway, I am also looking for mushrooms today. It's been a little rainy, and the temperatures have been a little bit low, so maybe we'll find some mushrooms. And that's why I wanted to go to OPPD. But boy, I drove to OPPD and I didn't even pull into the parking lot because it was jam-packed full of people. And look at this. Here's a mushroom right here. It is an elegant dog stinkhorn. And it's not in all that great a shape. I don't need to take a picture of it. Besides, got plenty of pictures of those anyway. Oh, sounds like somebody's in the back part of the building doing stuff. I thought I saw Joy's car, so it's probably Joy doing some stuff. There's some other cars here today too. And I think I just walked through a web, and I'm looking at puffballs, puff, puff, puffballs. There's puffballs back there. Those are fresh new puffballs, and I see some old puffing puffballs too. Alright, am I going to need a web stick today? Am I the first person to walk through here today? It's possible. But you know, I've got my hands full. I'm gonna risk it. I'm actually gonna go through without a web stick. So if I get webs in my face, I only have myself to blame. And of course, spiders. Because if it wasn't for spiders, there wouldn't be any webs for me to walk into to begin with. So, here we are, walking through Harrenhaven. Looking back and forth. I can kind of see some of the forest floor now, because I guess technically it's autumn. Hooray. And it's not too hot, it's not too cold. And it's not very bright. It's not sunny. Oh, it's like perfect weather for me. I don't know if this would be perfect for anybody else in the world, but if it was like this all the time, I would never complain about anything except for the government. Don't make me laugh. All right, I'm walking through the cut here to see if I can spy any land seals out on the Mulhall's property. dun 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 dun. No, I see no fat Mahdi's. All right, so I'm gonna turn around here and walk back into the forest. Is the wind coming up? Are we gonna get some weather? It kind of looks like it could rain, but I don't know if it's really thinking about raining or if it just looks like rain. It doesn't smell like rain. And I don't feel the pressure drop. The pressure's been about the same the last 24 hours. How do I know? Well, I can tell in my sinuses. And my sinuses are in good shape. Meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. And now we're coming up on a log that I can't wait to see, because it also has puffballs on it. Oh yeah, look at those puffballs. Oh yeah, and they're bigger now too. Let them grow and grow. Yeah, okay. So, I'm thinking maybe I will take a picture of some of these puffballs. Oh, I guess I gotta put my camera in macro mode first. Get up close here. That's a pretty good picture. That's what I like about days like today. The lighting is just right. Look at these puffers. Hi, Mr. Puffball. Ba-chunk. Taking little pictures of my puffy McPuffs. Everybody loves puffballs. 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 I like them. Because they're so interesting. Alright, so gonna walk into the wall blind here and overlook the billabong and see who's back here. Nobody. There's nobody in the billabong. Nobody. Nobody. Alright. That's fine too. Wow. What's going on here? So I'm standing here in the wall blind, and as I may have mentioned, they put in a bench, an unfinished bench too. How long do they think that's gonna last? Idiots. And there are some mighty big holes dug under this bench. I mean, this looks like Mahdi action. Some Mahdi started thinking, I think I'll dig a hole right here. God, craziness. Awesome. Good. That means the marmots don't like that stupid bench any more than I do. I don't know whose idea it was to put these benches in. This is not the only one. A couple years ago, see, here's another one right here. A couple years ago, probably a Boy Scout for some Boy Scout project, talked some idiot here into, let me put in some benches and that way people can sit down. Okay, first of all, this path isn't very long. You've heard this show. You've heard me walk in and out of here in 20 minutes, and that's walking through the entirety of Harehaven. There's no distance great enough that people need to sit down and rest on these benches. Okay, second of all, these benches were put in stupid areas. Meaning, why would anybody sit here? And then to make it worse, they put them back in the forest. And so they put these benches in, and then by the next year, the benches were all overgrown. And of course, now nobody can use them. Oh... It's so dumb. Alright. So, anyway. How are we on battery? Are we going to lose battery today? Here's one of these tiny birds. Hi, tiny bird! Here's another one of them. Hi, tiny bird number two! All the birds are out today. There's lots of birdie action. All the birds flying around. What are these birds doing? Wow. Is there something going on? Let me get observant. Interesting. Okay, I guess birds are just having fun. It's bird party time. That's good. Everybody likes birds. Birds are kind of weird, but, you know, whatever. I see something strange. What is that? Uh-huh. Piece of ribbon around a log. Don't want to know. But now we're approaching the big blind. The main blind. Let's go in the blind and see what we can find. Maybe there'll be some ducks sitting on this log again. Do-do-do-do-do. No ducks on the log. But we got two frogs and at least one turtle. Is that two turtles or is that three turtles? I'm gonna stick my head out a little bit. I think it's just two turtles. And there's a bunch of ducks out there though. There's mallards straight out in front of me by the island, and there's geese out there, and there's a boatload of mallards over there. There's a lot of ducks out here today, big ones. But I don't see Big Bluey. That's okay. Oh, I'm bored. I'm not really bored, I don't know what I want to do. What do I want to do? And you know what's also bizarre? Is when I was driving around, I was thinking of things to talk about. I was thinking, oh yeah, I gotta talk about this. Oh yeah, I gotta talk about that. And then of course by the time I get here, because I had to drive, you know, the crappy traffic, I forgot what I was gonna talk about. Completely and utterly. Oh well. So instead, you get to hear me ramble on and on about nothing in particular, just like always. But, you know, in a way, isn't that why you listen to this? I mean, do you want to hear me talk about all the things that everybody else talks about? You can't turn on a TV without hearing about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. The most important people in the world. The people who feel like their opinions matter the most. And you know what? I have to disagree. Oh. Opinions. Opinions are like lawyers. Everyone's an asshole. I mean, everybody's got one. I mean, everybody... How does that saying go? Yeah. So I found some more mushrooms. Some little Caprinus buddies by the stump here. And they're having a good old mushroomy time. But that's about it. I'm not finding any other super exciting mushrooms other than those puffballs. Which we're gonna walk by again here in just a few seconds. La di da. Here's a cool little slime mold. And what are these? There's some little dudes popping up. Oh yeah, tiny, tiny little Caprinus mushrooms. Hi, little buddies. Popping up with this butt next to this slime mold. Very cool. This is one of those bleeding slimes too. Oh boy. Damn it, I was just thinking of something I was going to talk about and I forgot it again. Oh well. It was probably something stupid. It either had to do with football or dumb politics stuff or who knows. Who knows? So here I am. Preparing to walk across the land bridge. And there's nobody in the sub pond. And there's nobody in the billabong. Another somewhat slow day. hear it here in Haven. And that's okay. I am enjoying walking around. Because that's what I do. I like to walk around. Well, here's one interesting thing that happened to me. Last night I was watching TV. And what time was that? This is about 12:30, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. And there's just this loud sort of rumbling sound just sort of started up in front of my house. And obviously there's a car parked out in front of my house. And this sound didn't stop after 5 minutes, so I naturally got suspicious. Took a look outside. There's a BMW out there, and there's somebody in their car playing with their smartphone. And I thought, you better not be scanning me. And so this person just stayed there for a while and a while and a while. So I turned on some backlight so that people could see my silhouette standing in front of my windows. So they would know that they were being watched. And when they noticed this, they turned their lights off and started creeping about 4 miles an hour up the street with their lights off. Kind of stopped above my neighbor's house and then sort of went across the street, parked against the curb facing the wrong direction. And it only got weirder from there. Needless to say, I almost had to go out and kick somebody's ass, but in the end, I was not required to do so. What else have I been doing? Oh, not a damn thing. I'm behind the building, I'm walking out of here. Doodly doo doo, yeah. Another exciting nature expedition. I don't know how much longer I can keep this up. Good thing the weather's changing. We won't be able to come out here for very much longer. And then we're gonna be stuck indoors for 6 months. Won't that be fun? Every single day. Looking for something to do again. Alright, so now I'm standing in front of the building. And I'm perusing the wall and these bushes, looking for weird stuff, like maybe a mantis, or maybe we'll find a moth, or maybe we'll find, what is that? That looks like a snake. Is there a snake in here? Oh yes, this is most assuredly a snake. Hello, Mr. Snake, where's your head? This is some kind of, I can't see his, this is a garter snake or a ribbon snake, a Western Plains ribbon or whatever they call those, I can't remember. I don't see, oh yeah, his head, he's pointing down, he's wrapped up, how does a snake climb this? He's hanging onto some strands of stuff that are 1/4 or less the thickness of he is. How did he climb up there? Oh, he's so nice. I want to pet him and give him snaky kisses. I wish he would, I don't know where his head is, so I can't take a picture of his head. I will stick my camera in here sideways like this and see if I can get a picture of it. I couldn't see the picture. Oh, I got some nice pictures of his loops. Yeah, that's not going to work. I'm trying to take the pictures blind. So yeah, I can see snaky loops, but I can't see, find his head anywhere. Okay, so that's interesting. I think that's only the second snake I have found all year. And the other snake I found was when I was looking for praying mantises over there in the other area. Yay. So that's a win. Snaky snakes are good. I like them. All right, so I'm moving away from the snake and I'm looking at all these other bushes and stuff. Looking for, well, mantises and other cool stuff. Like maybe we can find another snake. Looking for snakes. Snakes, snakes, snakes. I am not seeing any more mantises. You know, we do have that time of year when there just seems to be a burst of them. There's the mantis window. I wonder if the mantis window has shut. A couple years ago, has that been 3 or 4 years ago now? Oh, we had mantis craziness. I don't know what the conditions... Well, the conditions were obviously perfect. Something was just right that we had a bumper crop of mantises that year, and you could just find them everywhere. Tons of them. All the time. But that time is not now. I'm not finding any more mantises over here. Heck, a week ago, I was finding half a dozen mantises back in here. And now I don't see any. Okay, I've made it to the end of the building. Might as well start walking back up towards my car. Maybe I'll try to take a few more pictures of the snake. Blind pictures. I'll just point my camera at the snake at various angles and hope that I get some kind of photograph. What else is back in here? There's a moth. What's this moth doing? Hello, Mr. Mothy Moth. I'm gonna try another one of these shots. I'm gonna stick my hand in here sideways. I can see your face, Mr. Snakey, but no.